couple of days, I've had Robert F. Kennedy's comments about Bill Gates sitting on my desk. Came out, I think, maybe the end of last week. And I had a doctor, that's how he identifies himself on Twitter, from the National Health System, NHS in the UK, came back to me, and he was very upset that I was being very unfair to Bill Gates. He thinks Bill Gates is one of the greatest men who ever lived, seriously. And he gave me his reasons for why he thinks Bill Gates is great. And I'll give those to you in just a second here. But before we do, I want to give you the comments from Robert F. Kennedy, who doesn't think that Bill Gates is one of the greatest guys, but he thinks that Bill Gates is obsessed with vaccines. He thinks that Bill Gates is fueled by a messianic conviction. He thinks that Bill Gates believes that he is destined to save the world with technology and a godlike willingness to experiment on the lives of lesser humans. That's an exact quote from RFK Jr. Let's play a little bit of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had to say. Video clip number two.
Like the CDC, we have the example of Julie Gerberding, who was CDC director from 2002 to 2009, and then went on to become the head of Merck Vaccines. Is it common for CDC and FDA employees to use this kind of revolving door?
Well, there are many, you know, there are revolving door problems with all of our federal agencies and all of our state agencies.
Regulatory
There's a phenomena
capture.
That is very well documented
Corruption.
Called a agency capture.
Yeah.
Which is a phenomenon or a dynamic by which the agency that that's supposed to protect the American public from bad drugs or from pollution or what have you ultimately becomes a subsidiary or a sock puppet for the industry that it's supposed to regulate. And indeed, that's what we see with the CDC. The head of CDC from 2002 to 2009, as you point out, was Julie Gerberding. She did a number of billion-dollar favors for Merck. She silenced a whistleblower who was William Thompson, who is still a scientist at the CDC, who wanted to tell the public that testing of Merck's vaccine showed that particularly the MMR vaccine was causing autism in black boys and other people who got the vaccine on time, and that the scientists had been ordered to destroy data showing that effect, and that they went ahead and published the study, lying about it to the American people and the physicians. And Julie Gerberding did a huge favor to Merck by having that scientist punished and then silenced. She arranged for Merck to get the monopoly to the multi-billion-dollar MMR vaccine and to make sure Glaxo could not sell its vaccine in this country. She approved the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which is another Merck product. She approved the chickenpox vaccine and silenced whistleblower Gary Goldman, who's another doctor who said this vaccine is going to cause a shingles epidemic. Merck then not only got the chickenpox vaccine, but it also was able to market a shingles vaccine. She retired in 2009, and she was made president of Merck's vaccine division in 2010 with a salary of about $2.5 million, I think about $5 million in stock options. CDC is actually a vaccine company. CDC
That's right.
has a total budget of about $11 billion a year. It spends $5 billion of that buying vaccines from those four companies and making sweetheart deals that are much higher, where we pay with taxpayer money much more for the vaccines than they pay for the exact same vaccine in Europe.
Yes, and that's basically RFK Jr. talking about the corruption in the regulatory agencies and how the CDC is actually, you know, buying and selling at a profit these vaccines. But he went on to talk specifically about Gates in an op-ed piece. He said, vaccines for Bill Gates are a strategic philanthropy that feed his many vaccine-related businesses, including Microsoft's ambition to control a global vaccine ID enterprise, ID 2020, so forth, and to give him dictatorial control over global health policy, the spear tip of corporate neo-imperialism. Well, I would just say that it's more accurately, let's not use imperialism. It's really a technocracy. Gates' obsession with vaccines, says RFK Jr., seems fueled by a messianic conviction that he's ordained to save the world with technology and a godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans. Promising to eradicate polio with $1.2 billion, Gates took control of India's National Advisory Board, and he mandated 50 polio vaccines, up from five. So they'd originally had five polio vaccines for kids before the age of 5 years old in India. He upped that from five to 50. 50 vaccines just for polio by the time they got to be five. Indian doctors blamed the Gates campaign for a devastating vaccine strain polio epidemic that paralyzed 496,000 children between 2000 and 2017. In 2017, the Indian government stopped it. They dialed back Gates' vaccine regimen, and they evicted Gates and his cronies from the NAB. That's the National Advisory Board in India. Polio paralysis rates dropped precipitously. In 2017, the World Health Organization reluctantly admitted that the global polio explosion is predominantly vaccine strain, meaning that it is coming from Gates's vaccine program. The most frightening epidemics in Congo, in the Philippines, and in Afghanistan are all linked to Bill Gates's vaccines. By 2018, three-quarters of the global polio cases were from Gates's vaccines. In 2014, the Gates Foundation funded tests of experimental HPV vaccines developed by GlaxoSmithKline and Merck on 23,000 young girls in remote Indian provinces. Approximately 1,200 suffered severe side effects, including autoimmune disease and fertility disorders. Seven of them died. Indian government investigations charged that Gates-funded researchers committed pervasive ethical violations, pressuring vulnerable village girls into the trial, bullying parents, forcing consent forms. Oh, we don't have to bother with that here in America. We just say you don't have any consent, right? And parents, we don't care what you think. And refusing medical care to the injured girls. The case is now in India's Supreme Court. Then in 2010, the Gates Foundation funded a trial of GlaxoSmithKline's experimental malaria vaccine, killing 151 African infants and causing serious adverse effects, including paralysis, seizure, febrile convulsions of 1,048 of the 5,049 children, about a fifth of them. He goes on to say, then in 2010, Gates committed $10 billion to the WHO, saying we must make this the decade of vaccines. Well, there you go. That helps to explain where we are right now. A month later, he said in a TED talk that the new vaccines, quote, could reduce population, unquote. In 2014, Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the WHO of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a tetanus vaccine campaign. Now, I had put up a couple of things about Bill Gates, and that caused this doctor from NHS, his Twitter ID is Stuart McM. Wash your hands, he says. That's his thing. And he said, Bill Gates, this is his opinion of Bill Gates. He says, Bill Gates has reduced polio worldwide by 99%. I just read you what really happened. He has spent billions of dollars reducing the scourge of malaria. Yeah, and I just told you what he did with his malaria drugs. He has spent billions improving water and sanitation. He has done more to reduce child mortality than any single person. Yet you vilify him? Astonishing, he said. That's right, I do vilify him. And anybody who knows the real record here of what he has done, I should understand what this is really about. I said, I don't accept your facts. I said, Gates presumes to tell me that I must have a vaccine without informed consent. He funds technology to track our compliance, to inventory us like livestock. He talks about the necessity of population reduction. You worship him like a god. Hashtag Gates of Hell. And I tell you what, you should go back and familiarize yourself with the truth about what happened with polio vaccine that was pushed by him, the truth about what happened with malaria vaccines, the truth about what happened with HPV vaccines. Understand the big money that's being made by Gates and the CDC. Make no mistake about it, this pandemic has one way out, and that is mandated vaccines and tracking. As a matter of fact, even the tests, which... And some people pointed out, well, you know, we got to get these tests. And I said, well, why don't you just flip a coin? Because a coin only has two possibilities, but this coronavirus test has four. You can get a positive, you can get a negative, you can get a false positive, you can get a false negative. Now, I don't know what the percentages are on that. Does anybody know what the percentages are on that? Has anybody tested their test? But let me tell you this. When they take a swab of your saliva, which is what one of these tests is going to do, they can also get your DNA information. And they can map that to you. That's another side effect of this. But just to go back and recap some of what was said, as I point out, this guy says, Gates has essentially eradicated polio. No, that's actually not true. As I pointed out, he had upped the number of polio vaccines for a kid before the age of five in India to 50 polio shots. 50 polio shots. That's way beyond the totally out-of-control vaccine mandates being put on people here in America. But if we don't push back, that's what they're going to do to us as well. And as they started having a polio epidemic that paralyzed 500,000 children over 7 years in India, the government kicked Gates out. This NHS doctor from the UK maybe doesn't understand that. I guess he hasn't seen that in the press releases that he reads exclusively. That's all he apparently reads. You know, these doctors, we see so many people who say, medical experts have told us this or that. You know what the medical experts typically read? They typically read the propaganda from the big pharmaceutical companies and the Gates Foundation. Just because they've got a medical degree doesn't mean that they know anything or have any judgment. You should do your own due diligence because it's your body. That's why you get a second opinion. That's why they don't always agree on this. It is a practice. They're still practicing. But the HPV vaccines, again, 23,000 young girls in Indian province, about 1,200 of them had severe side effects, autoimmune disease, fertility disorders, seven of them died. And the fertility thing is a recurring theme with Bill Gates, who says that he wants to use vaccines to reduce population. Well, one of the ways that you do that is to make people sterile, and they have found them doing this. As a matter of fact, in 2014, after the Kenya doctor, Catholic doctor said, we think you're sterilizing girls with these vaccines, they denied it. With the tetanus vaccine. The WHO denied it vehemently. But then independent labs found a sterility formula in every vaccine that they tested. And finally, the WHO admitted that, yeah, we've been developing that sterility vaccine for over a decade. And as RFK Jr. points out, similar accusations have come from Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines. This is a worldwide agenda of population reduction, and giving people polio, not a polio vaccine. And then yet, we see this article from ABC News. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. This is ABC News. Four African countries have reported new cases of polio linked to the oral vaccine. As global health numbers show, there are now more children being paralyzed by viruses originating in vaccines and in the wild. And this is being put out by the World Health Organization. And we see, however, that the Daily Beast, I saw this headline on the Drudge Report, and I thought, oh, good, how the hunt for the coronavirus vaccine could go horribly wrong. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could go wrong when you rush a vaccine to market. Just ask Fauci, who rushed the H1N1 vaccine to market in only 4 months, Pandemrix. The lawsuits are still in the courts for people who've been damaged by that. But he vouched for its safety. And then, you know, this year he was adamant. Oh, well, you know, we've got this procedure we go through and we can't rush it. You know, it's going to take 18 months. So we got to keep everybody locked down for 18 months. When in 2009, he pushed through that dangerous vaccine in just 4 months. And there were more problems from the swine flu vaccine than there were from the swine flu itself. And they're back at it again. Yeah, this headline from the Daily Beast is not about how the vaccines are bad, but how the anti-vaxxers are bad.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives believing If they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.